Well, hello there, and welcome to Proverb Per Diem, a daily podcast going through 31 days, spending a day on a verse or passage from Proverbs. I am humbled, honored, and blessed that you would take time out of your life to spend here with me. With that said, let's just go ahead and jump right in. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Paranoia is a sickness, a plague. It's brutal, it's unforgiving. But where does it come from? Why are people paranoid? The wicked flee. It should come as no surprise here when the wicked flees from the truth. They aren't bold enough to face the truth. They can't stand in the face of reality. The wicked are more than ready to run from the light. I'm reminded of the verses in John chapter 3. Right after the most famous Bible verse of all time, Jesus said, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, but the people love darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed." And that's John chapter 3, verses 17 to 20. You boys might recognize those verses. I quoted them to you almost nightly when you went to sleep. But the truth here is the wicked flee because they don't want to stand in the light. The light exposes their deeds, so they run from it. But they run when nobody is actually chasing them. This is part of their guilty conscience. The knowledge of what they have done to others comes back to haunt them. They worry that someone is planning to do the same thing to them that they have done to others. My grandfather, your great-grandfather, had a saying, "Never trust a man who is afraid to trust, because he is the one who has already dealt dishonestly and knows all the ways that it can come back to get him." The wicked know better than anybody the ways to mistreat and harm and deceive others, and they protect themselves from experiencing the same by continually looking over their shoulders for who could be coming for them. Whereas the righteous stand bold as a lion. There is no greater feeling than walking around with a clean conscience, knowing that anything and everything that you've done is out in the open, that you are honest without anything to hide. You've repented of your wrongs. You've confessed your sins. You've sought forgiveness from those who you've transgressed against. Now, I haven't always been in that spot, but I tell you, there are not words to describe the freedom and the boldness that you can walk with when you have nothing to hide from others, when you don't have to fear something or someone finding you out. But it's hard, which is why most people don't have that freedom, not this boldness. And this includes me. The most obvious example is probably Richard Nixon. He had finally accomplished his dream and ambition of becoming president, but he knew what he had done to get there, and he was afraid his opponents would do the same to him. Turns out they didn't even have to, because his own fear of what he had done, being done back to him by someone else, led him to sabotage and incriminate himself. I worked for a man once who was convinced that I was out to get him. Why? Because he was out to get his boss and helped push his boss out the door in order to acquire his position. Therefore, he could not believe that when I was working from a genuine heart, his fear slowly destroyed him. So what's the takeaway? Walk with a clear conscience. It's a form of freedom. 2, avoid the man who is afraid of trust. There is a reason he's not willing to trust anyone. 3, repent. Confess, forgive, and seek forgiveness from God and from those you've wronged. Don't live looking over your shoulder or running from an imaginary enemy. I pray that as you have listened to this monologue to my sons, that God took something I said and spoke to you today, and that he'd protect me from saying anything foolish and protect you from being led astray by anything that I might have said. As we part ways, remember this: our circumstances are in God's hands, and whether they are good or bad, all that's required of us is to trust him. Have a great day.